Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 56. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 16. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. High temperatures reach up to 47 Saturday under mainly clear skies, 54 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An Eskridge man accused of sex charges will soon be sentenced. Roxanne Stewart has more.
24-year-old Manuel Thomas Bailey was arrested in July and was initially charged with aggravated indecent liberties with a child in Waubonsie County. Prosecutors added alternate charges of child rape and indecent liberties. As part of a plea deal, Bailey pleaded no contest to child rape. Bailey faces anywhere from 12 to 54 years in prison for each charge and could also be fined $300,000 for each charge. His sentencing is scheduled for January 14th in the new year. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas lawmakers passed a bill that's been gradually removing the tax on food, and by 2025, it will be completely gone. The state food tax was originally 6.5%, and a law passed in 2022 dropped that to 4% in 2023 and then to 2% in 2024. And on January 1st, 2025, the food tax will be completely taken away. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Kansas officials confirmed that bird flu is being detected in 2 game bird operations. The Kansas Department of Agriculture announced that highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as HPAI or bird flu, has been found in Rooks and Doniphan counties. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said these are the state's first commercial operations with HPAI since the early spring of 2024. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials are working with the game bird operations alongside local officials to quarantine both locations, and all birds will be disposed of humanely to prevent the disease from spreading further. Farmers or others with poultry that fall within the newly established surveillance zones near these 2 operations will be unable to move birds or poultry products on or off their respective properties without permission from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The agency's animal health team is working to track down all local poultry owners in the area and inform them of HPAI symptoms and how to protect their birds. Earlier this month, an official with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said an estimated 14,000 wild waterfowl, such as migrating geese, have died from the bird flu, and multiple reservoirs and lakes across the state contain areas where wild migrating birds have been found dead due to the disease. People who live in Doniphan or Rooks counties who have questions about HPAI can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture at 833-765-2006 or kda.hpai@ks.gov. And people can also self-report birds. For more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/avian influenza. The Kansas Department of Transportation has added new features to the CanDrive Road and Weather Information website and mobile app in an effort to improve safety and create an enhanced travel experience for drivers across the state. The new interactive navigation features were developed as part of the US 83 Advanced Technology Project that is currently underway, and most of the features will be available for use statewide. The U.S. 83 corridor project extends from the southern Finney County line to the northern Thomas County line. CanDrive already provides real-time travel information, including road conditions, closures, camera and video footage, and construction and detour information. And the new features and upgrades that were designed to provide more information to motorists will display oversized truck locations on the U.S. 83 corridor only, send alerts on high wind, low visibility, and ice and snow road conditions, operate on the Amazon Alexa home speaker and app, integrate with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, enhance detour information, and improve sharing of information for work zones. The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages motorists to use CanDrive to plan trips in advance, and you can know before you go by visiting candrive.gov or by downloading the app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. The Hill City Police Department's Chief of Police, Chris Smee, posted on social media concerning a school threat, saying that on December 17th, the Hill City Police Department was made aware of a threat of violence made to the school. The subject was contacted, and after investigating, the threat was deemed non-credible. As a precaution, officers were in the area of the school on December 18th, where the subject was seen walking in the area of school property and was contacted. The subject complied with officers, and no weapons or any illegal items were located on the subject. The subject also agreed to let officers search their residence, and officers then conducted a search of the residence and did not locate any weapons, illegal items, or any other harmful items. The Hill City Police Department determined that there was no threat to public safety or to the Hill City School. They said they appreciate everyone reaching out, and they want the public to know that they take all threats seriously and address them accordingly. In Nebraska news, 35-year-old Boone Owen and 45-year-old Jeanelle Peace, both from Grand Island, have been charged in Lincoln County Court with distribution of more than 140 grams of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, with the intent to distribute, and distribution or possession with intent to distribute an exceptionally hazardous controlled substance after drugs were found in their vehicle during a traffic stop on Monday near Maxwell. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 6:15 p.m. on Monday, a Nebraska State Patrol trooper stopped a red Chevy Blazer driven by Peace for speeding near mile marker 188, 2 miles west of the Maxwell I-80 exit. The trooper said he became suspicious and a canine was later deployed. The affidavit said the canine alerted to drugs in the vehicle and a probable cause search was then conducted. The search found a speaker box containing 9 individual bags of methamphetamine weighing a little more than a half a pound and 200 fake M30 pills later determined to be cocaine. Owen and Peace were then arrested and booked into the Lincoln County Jail. On Tuesday, a judge set both of their bonds at $500,000 and 10% of that needs to be posted for them to be released from jail. They are set to appear in Lincoln County Court on December 26th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets starting today.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week, it's no secret, you're really busy last week. Let's start off with you sending the girls to Colby for that invitational, and that was quite a tournament for the girls and a lot of good experience and a lot of good wrestling.
Yeah, Colby was a great experience, especially for our JV girls. It was their first time getting able to step on the mat. So the girls got a lot of matches. We had some upsets, like Hallie was able to beat the Jackson girl this time. And we had a little bit of friendly fire of our JV girls beating the varsity girls, which kind of hurt our team score a little bit. But that's okay. We were able to get that mat time for those girls. And we competed very well. I was really happy with the way the girls wrestled. They were just a little things that we need to fix, and there always is, so I was glad the way the girls wrestled.
third-place finish for you. And then, of course, like you mentioned, Hallie Fonstill beating the gal that she got beat by the week before, and then, of course, your JV. But a good experience. But then that night you had to go to Phillipsburg with the boys on a duel there, and what a night that was.
Yeah, that night was super exciting. We started out with some good wins, a couple forfeits, and then some good wins. And then we started with Aston beating the returning state champion in Caden Sisson 4-1. And then we kind of started bumping around to fill some more weights. And Michael Urban was able to have a great match with the Hunter Sisson, keeping it to a decision, which we almost caught him on his back right at the end of the second period. So it was an exciting duel. Jayton was able to beat Seth Keaton 4-1, and Brennan was able to tech pin Cole Keaton. So it was a exciting duel. We were able to be very dominant, and I was very happy with the way the boys competed at that duel.
Then on Friday, Friday morning, you send a squad of seven to Southern Valley, some more like freshmen and sophomore, and maybe one or two JV. And how did the guys do up there?
The boys wrestled really well. They competed. Most everyone won a match. A lot of them were right there into the blood rounds. We were able to bring home two medals. Colton Stover had to take the ACT on Saturday, so we sent him up there so he could get some matches, and he was very dominant like we expected him to be. He came away with first place. And then Michael Urban had just a great week of wrestling. Came away with a fourth place, lost his first match in a 32-man bracket, and then won all the way back to get fourth place. So I was really happy for Michael.
Saturday morning, you take the other seven, you travel up to Holdridge, and those are some of the more experienced wrestlers, and a very good morning for you up there, and, of course, a good finish.
Yeah, we took fourth with seven wrestlers where all the other teams were full, so we had half the squad, and we were right up there with the best teams. We were very dominant. We've talked a lot about scoring more points and just worrying about scoring that next point and taking the pin if we can get it, and those guys really took it to heart and wrestled really well. I was really happy with them.
And a lot of choices to make for you with a lot of good performances throughout the week. And who would you have as a wrestler of the week?
That was a tough decision this week. For the girls, we went with Hallie Fonensteel for avenging that loss. And then Sophia Kane was one of our JV girls, and she was able to place in her bracket. So we went with those two for the girls. And then Aston Katz was able to beat the returning state champion. He had a great day up at Holdridge, and then Michael, like I said, he just had a fantastic week of wrestling. We were really proud of everybody, but those four really stuck out to us, so those were our wrestlers of the week.
This week, it's also a busy week for you and your wrestlers, and of course the coaching staff. Thursday night, you get to host a duel against the Trigo Golden Eagles, and that's going to be a boys and girls duel. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that night, what time it starts, and how the format will be.
It's going to start at 6 o'clock. We're going to have the girls go first, and then the boys. Both duels will have quite a few opens, a couple from us and a handful from them. But they should have some really good matches. We're looking forward to seeing how our boys and girls can compete in a duel, especially for it's the first girls' home duel. So they'll get to open up and hopefully get a win the first week.
On Friday, the girls of varsity will travel to Goodland for the Holiday Classic, 3 o'clock Central Time start for them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that tournament for the girls and maybe some of the teams that will be there?
There's going to be a lot of teams there. It's a scramble tournament, so the girls will get a lot of mat time, which is great. A lot of teams that we don't typically see, like Rocky Ford, Colorado, Clay Center comes, Colby, I mean, a lot of the teams in the area, but then there's a lot of Eastern teams like Clay Center and Perry LeCompton comes all the way out as well. So we should get some good matches. I'm excited to see how our girls can compete.
On Saturday, you go back out to Goodland for the Boys Holiday Classic, and that's a 10 o'clock Central start for anybody that's wanting to go to that. Same teams, and how many are you going to take out there?
12. We're going to take 12. We're going to have a few sit out. We've got some sickness going through. But we're going to try and fill as many as we can and get some good matches for those kids right before break.
Then on Saturday also, you'll be sending a squad of girls up to the Cambridge tournament up there, and that mostly be junior varsity.
We're actually, this year, we're going to send all of our girls to Cambridge this year. We really want to simulate that two-day weigh-in like they're going to see at regionals and state. So that way they're getting used to competing and maintaining the weight that they're wrestling at so that they know how that feels so we don't go into regionals and state blind.
Well, Coach, like we mentioned, you have quite a busy week this week also before Christmas break, but we're going to wish you the best luck when you host the Trigo Golden Eagles on Thursday here at the East Campus. Then Friday you send the girls to Goodland at the Holiday Classic. Saturday the boys also will be going to Goodland, and then you send the girls' squad up to Cambridge, Nebraska. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers in their meets starting today. Memorial services for Wayne Smith, 83 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 28th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Wayne Smith Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Glenn Schultz, 96 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, December 20th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Booster Club and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Frank Hillebrand, 72 of Clayton, will be held at 2 p.m. today, Thursday, December 19th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial with military honors will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norcator Fire Department or the Knights of Columbus and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich or Mr. Rib sandwich with French fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and breezy, with a northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 16 and a north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 37 with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 16. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54. On Tuesday, Christmas Eve, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54. And on Wednesday, Christmas Day, it should be partly sunny with a high near 52. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22 and it's time for your Kansas sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. All-Pro offensive lineman A.Q. Shipley joined Pat McAfee for his weekly segment on the Pat McAfee Show this week on ESPN, and he talked about everything Joe Tooney did to try to become a left tackle for a week for the Chiefs.
They went and got DJ. DJ's got to work himself into shape. He played one game. He got his hamstring. The biggest problem with them is the only way that they can sustain drives and keep offense going, that's why Andy Reid's such a good coach, is all the jet sweeps, the trick plays, the screens, the middle screens, every which way you can to slow down the pass rush is the only way they're able to get off.
Tooney, though, going out to tackle?
It's so hard.
Do you know if he said, I'll do it, or did he would have had to say,
He would have had to say he was going to do it. And listen, that is so commendable because, listen, he's got four Super Bowls. He's one of the highest paid guards in football. He's a stud at left guard. He's an all-pro. He's got every accolade known to man. And if this guy's putting the left up, as Chuck Pagano would say, to go out and help the team get out of this game and move to the next one, that is what you want from a leader.
Hopefully DJ Humphries will be back out there Saturday when they take on the Texans at 12 p.m. on NBC. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels, to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyBet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyBet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.